For more than four decades, a group of the nation's most prominent CEOs has come together as the Business Roundtable. Traditionally, the leaders have somewhat predictably focused on employment, profits, and shareholders. Recent assertions by some members that it may be time to change some of that emphasis to corporate responsibility and, quote, the needs of all stakeholders, end quote, caused some pushback. How important is that new reality, and have millennials influenced CEO thinking? With me to talk about the Business Roundtable and the concept of conscious capitalism is Adam Goodman, CEO of Goodman's Interior Structures. Adam, when CEOs talk about their goals not being totally focused on profits, there is skepticism. So how do you see that today?
55% of millennials have a negative view of capitalism. Yeah, this is a tough time for a capitalist. But you can understand why, in one sense, there's been a lot of bad actors out there. Of course, Enron and WorldCom and Tyco and the whole EpiPen thing. I mean, there are some bad actors out there. And of course, there's concentration of wealth. It's not difficult to see why there's such a negative view. On the other hand, to paraphrase Winston Churchill, it's the worst system out there except for everything else. It's and what capitalism has created in terms of lifting people out of poverty over time is unparalleled. There's nothing else like it. And so when done correctly, it's a phenomenal, extraordinary system and one that I believe in greatly.
Conscious capitalism, if you were to tell us, what's the goal? What's at the core of it?
I'd boil it down to two concepts. Number one, it's about thinking about the long term instead of the short term. So instead of thinking about days and weeks and months, you're thinking about years and even decades. Second, it's about thinking about all the stakeholders of an organization, not just the shareholders. Shareholders are very important. They're a critical stakeholder, but there's more. There's the employees, there's the community, there's the environment, there's their suppliers. There's a lot of different stakeholders. And I would assert that a company gets to pick and choose who their stakeholders are. A shareholder will always be a stakeholder of a company. They're providing the capital, but they're not the only one.
How difficult is that when one compares a successful small to mid-sized business with a corporation that may be international? Because there are other things that come dealing with foreign governments, whether there are issues about human rights, and there can often be a little bit of a fight, at least, as to, well, can I own stock in this company or not? Because maybe what they're doing isn't so great. How difficult is it to balance that aspect of even when it comes to conscious capitalism, wanting to, quote, do the right thing and balance these things out, and yet perfection cannot be achieved when it comes to that, because you don't always know the people with whom you're doing business, are they coming from the same sorts of background?
It's incredibly difficult. Yeah, that's the challenge that management has, is to balance all these stakeholders out. I believe in the long run that customers and employees and even capital is going to reward those companies that are thinking in that long term, that are making the effort to understand, as the example you gave, understand who their suppliers are and how they're ethically treating their workers, they're going to get rewarded in the long run.
Now, do you see momentum for this? Do you see more and more of it? And if so, why?
Yeah, absolutely. There's more and more momentum. Well, largely because there's a couple reasons. I'll give you the optimistic reason and the cynical reason in that order. Optimistically, I think people are recognizing this is the right thing to do, that it feels good, that doing the right thing feels good. It makes sense. Cynically, there's, as you pointed out, there's a lot of pressure from politicians. There's a lot of pressure from millennials. And it is conceivable that we are going to get pushed in a more regulated environment sooner rather than later, unless capitalist business starts to voluntarily adopt some of these ideas and starts championing them.
So one thing in Bob Robb's column that he pointed out, he didn't like what the Business Roundtable necessarily talked about, not focusing on corporations, not just focusing on shareholders. And one of the things he brought up was that these corporations, these huge corporations, are the CEOs are not the owners. And his thinking was, well, who cares if these CEOs and the Business Roundtable say these things, because they're not really the owners of the company. What do you make of even that theory?
The whole idea hinges on who owns this company, right? A public company. Who owns the public company? In a private company, I own Goodman's. That's pretty clear. In a public company, who owns it? Well, owners, there's several tests of ownership. If I own shares of Apple Computer, let's say, I should have certain rights. For example, I should be able to walk into the building anytime I want to. I am pretty sure I'd get tackled by security if I tried to pull that off. I should have access to products early, right? I should be able to know what's going on in the company. I have to stand in line just like everybody else for the latest iGadget. I should be able to withdraw my share of the cash. Apple's sitting on plenty of cash. I should be able to go in and say, hey, I need some of that, but I can't pull that off. And finally, there's this convoluted idea that if I'm an owner, I should be able to decide who's working at the company. But the convoluted idea is I get to nominate a board of directors, and the board of directors gets to hire a CEO, and the CEO hires everybody else. I would argue that shareholders have a claim on the corporation, an important claim on the corporation, but they don't own the corporation. Mm-hmm. And the whole notion of ownership in a public company is sort of irrelevant, really. And in that case, then is the question is who gets to decide what the purpose of the company is. And the purpose, I would argue, is the leadership. The management gets to decide what the purpose is. And if they decide the purpose is simply to make profit, that's fine. That's their call. And the markets are going to reward them or punish them accordingly. If they decide the purpose is greater, there are other shareholders that are important, the market's going to reward or punish them accordingly as well and let the chips fall where they may.
So big picture, when the Business Roundtable makes a statement like this, how much of a difference does it make to hear these sorts of public comments? Is it something that only people who read the op-ed pages and those people who are involved in business really care about? Or is it something you think could really be meaningful?
Capitalism has existed for a very long time. And it's gone through cycles. And what we're in right now is just a cycle. It started in 1970 when Milton Friedman said in the pages of the New York Times Magazine that the purpose of a company is to generate a profit. And that's the paradigm we've been living under for the last 50 years. And that Gordon Gekko in Wall Street and Greed is Good, that's all come straight out of that. It's amazing to think now a one magazine article can have such a huge impact and shift everything our thinking. We're in the middle, beginning another shift right now. Mm-hmm. And I think you will see customers, employees, and capital reward those companies that have that long-term perspective and are thinking about all their shareholders. It may not be tomorrow, but it's coming. It's absolutely going to come. There's a great quote that I like that John Mackey, the founder of Whole Foods, said. He said, "Like my body needs oxygen to survive, but it doesn't mean the purpose of my body is to breathe oxygen." Right. Similarly, my business needs profits to survive, but it doesn't mean the purpose of my business is to generate profits. And it's that kind of thinking that companies in the future are going to embrace, and that's who's going to get rewarded.
Okay. Adam Goodman, the man behind Goodman's Interior Structures. Thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Glad to be here, Steve. Thanks.